My name is Carla, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey today about important issues facing your community. Are you Janet?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please tell me, are you registered to vote in California?
Yes.
Okay. And in which state do you currently live? In California, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And can you please tell me, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
In Stockton.
Okay, thank you very much. And can you please tell me, what is your zip code?
95204.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television,
no,
or radio station for a political party by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, and are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university?
Retired.
Okay, thank you very much. And in what year were you born?
51.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, which of the following best describes you? A woman or a man? Okay. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. And for the statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Postgraduate.
Okay. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
Zero.
Okay. And now, I am going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't know someone of them, just tell me, please, and we can continue
okay
to the next one. What about Major Kevin Lincoln?
Don't know. No
okay
opinion.
Okay. And teachers' unions?
Positive. I'm sorry, I don't know. The most positive.
Okay, can you say, do you have an opinion about them very favorable? Somewhat?
I'm sorry, yes. Yes, favorable, very favorable.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about public charter schools in Stockton?
Somewhat positive, somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about private and parochial schools in Stockton?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And traditional public schools in Stockton?
Very favorable.
Okay. And magnet schools in Stockton?
Say that again, please. Oh, magnet schools?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable, somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, what are some of the reasons for you or somewhat favorable opinion of public charter schools?
I think it's an option for some families.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, can you please tell me, would you say that public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track direction?
There are several districts, two districts in Stockton. I think Lincoln Unified is very in the right direction. I think Stockton Unified is not in the right direction.
Okay. So, and now, how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their children's needs? Very important, son was important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Okay. And do you think that local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot? Some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
I do not want them to increase.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry, that was poorly said.
Okay. And now I am going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each,
okay,
please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or doesn't describe public charter schools. Okay?
Okay.
What about our nonprofit?
Does it describe them?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Does not describe them at all, right?
Right.
Okay, what about our open to all?
No, does not describe them.
Okay, and serve mostly low-income students?
No.
That's not described well?
No, it does not describe it well.
Okay, and what about art tuition free?
Say that again.
Art tuition free?
Tuition-free, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And what about help improve the entire public school system?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And what about serve mostly students of color?
I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you very much. And are public schools?
Say it again.
Are public schools?
Public schools?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes, positive.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, next one. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed at all?
It has not changed.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them? Or will it have no effect on your vote?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you very much. And thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or the mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for the school board members? Always?
Whenever I can. Always.
Sometimes?
Always.
Okay, thank you very much. And which one or two pieces of information made you the most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that public charter schools, when you hear the one that likes you, please stop me, okay?
Uh-huh.
What about support different learning styles?
Yes.
Okay. What about our smaller schools that offer more individualized attention?
Yes.
Are free and open to all children?
Yes.
Enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds?
Yes.
Encourage more parent input and involvement?
Yes.
Are managed independently from local school districts?
No.
Okay, and what about give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And please listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. The proposal is to create an early college high school program This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students will graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
Support.
Okay, and would you say you strongly or only somewhat support this proposal?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you very much. We are about to finish. And which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? What about reducing the money spent on a college education, greater career options, receiving college credits while in high school, paid internships, or technical certifications to qualify for a job?
I support all those.
Okay. Thank you. And what about from which one or two or the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? What about national network TV news or cable TV? Local radio stations, such as 19, National Public Radio? What about regional newspapers, such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle? Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio? Social media? Yes?
No, not national news and local newspapers.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, I just have a few more questions for the statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Retired.
Thank you very much. And in politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. And how would you describe your economic circumstances?
How
income,
would I describe?
Working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Upper middle class.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much for taking my call. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. And I hope you have a nice day.
You also.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.